Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
These prom dresses are just too short. And shame on some of these parents who think otherwise. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The prom and senior ball is approaching. For a lot of students in their... I think the argument that I think some of these parents have with their daughter is whether or not these dresses are too inappropriate to wear to the prom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an argument you ever had with your mom?
I don't know about the prom necessarily, but definitely.
Just going out?
Just living life, you know.
Sure. My friend posted a photo of their daughter in her dress she bought for the prom. Some random guy commented on the post and said, "Call me old school, but you're crazy if you let your daughter wear that dress to the prom." Talk about not minding your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, she's in a room full of horny teenage guys.
Oh, my God.
And you think that's okay? The dress is very pretty, but too short. When I went to prom, oh, God, I don't believe any of the girls showed any leg. Shame on some of these parents that think this is okay. Highly inappropriate. So then the mom wrote back and replied with, "Mind your own business, you fossil." Well,
right,
now this just turned into a prom dress debate because another woman shared her thoughts and says, "I agree with this guy. And you may think his views are old school, but look around. Most of these teenage girls today may not be sluts, but they sure dress like it." I'm like, oh my God, this is getting good. Now I had to go cook something to eat real quick and, you know, because I wanted to eat. I like eating when I'm entertained. You know what I mean?
It's mm-hmm. like popcorn.
It's like popcorn, yeah.
Yeah.
So then this mom, who's agreeing with this guy, laid out the entire dress code for her daughter in detail that her daughter absolutely has to comply with. Are you guys ready for this? This is the list. No exposed navels. That's a no-no.
Okay.
No short skirts or dresses without stockings or leggings. Nothing backless. Nothing that shows too much leg. Absolutely no cleavage. And definitely nothing masculine.
Okay.
Okay. Weirdly specific.
Very specific.
Then the same guy, aka the fossil, comments and says, "See, now this mom gets it. Not too conservative, but just enough to teach these kids to have respect for themselves. Thank God for good parenting."
This is wild.
And I'm wondering how many parents listening have had the fight with their daughter about their prom dress being too scandalous. Are prom dresses today too sexy? 585-252-9800.
I mean,
but it's how are you going to find anything that's backless? What do you wear? Well, I mean, enjoy the Amish prom.
What do you mean, how are you going to find anything that's backless?
Like, that's not backless.
Oh, that's
like,
not backless. Well, I will say that the prom dresses have definitely gotten skimpier over the years. The girls now are, like, some of their dresses are literally two pieces. Like, they'll have a crop.
Yeah.
And then they'll have the skirt.
So
it's
they
like
show their
a bra
belly button.
And a skirt.
That's what,
like,
it's yeah, that's what it is.
Or there's, like, holes in the, like, cutouts in the side. So, yeah, it's a lot.
That's so weird because, like,
a lot.
I just saw.
When was you went to prom? What, last year? What was that experience like for you?
Almost 10 years ago, but
I love how we're like, you're 40, and then we're like, you're 18. We just don't know with him.
But the where I just came from, or where I live,
where I came from,
where I'm from, they just had their prom this past weekend. All of the dresses that I saw, like the parents posted, they all like go all the way to the floor.
They're gowns.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, they're not like exposing either.
Revealing.
No.
Mine was not a gown.
No, you're, for whatever reason, I just think.
Mine was short.
Was your dress a little trashy?
No, it was gorgeous. It was literally gorgeous. Gorgeous. Oh my God, I wish I still had it. I'd wear it today.
I'll never forget. I had to go take pictures for our senior ball. And you can kind of hear some of the parents like talking amongst themselves. But one dad you can hear like was judging some of these girls hard. And he was looking at one of the girls and he was like, it's freaking disgusting.
Oh my God.
Let's go over to Tina waited. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Yes, prom dresses today are way too revealing. A modest and classic dress is going to look great when you show your grandchildren the pictures, and you'll be proud of yourself that you kept true to who you are and kept it classy. Okay. Let's go over to this person. No, these dresses are fine. I think there's a fine line between trashy and classy, but this is not the 60s anymore. Who's wearing a dress that covers up most of their skin? These girls are young and beautiful. Flaunt it if you got it.
Period.
I hope that text isn't coming in from like a 65-year-old male. Let's
go. Honestly, whose can be too sure?
Right. Some of these girls who attend prom looks like they look like strippers. I had to be a chaperone one year for my niece's prom, and you would have thought some of these young ladies were getting ready to perform at the Barrel of Dolls.
Oh my God.
Jeez. It was crazy how some of these parents allowed them to wear what they had on. Wow. You know what? Did any of your friends in high school change into another dress when they got to the prom?
Never.
Because girls in my high school did do that.
Never.
At least two, I remember.
How did they get out of the house with a separate gown?
Because, we're sleeping at Bev's tonight. We're sleeping at Bev's, and they got everything
stuff
in their
duffel.
They stuff their duffel bag.
Stuff their Vera Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. Listen, I think that obviously times have changed, and I went to my old high school back in March to do a couple of things with them. And the clothes that these girls were wearing would never, and I mean ever, fly when I was in high school 15 years ago.
The dresses today.
The dress code, period. The crop tops, the midriffs, the skirts. Like, never. Never in a million years. When I was in school, your fingertips had to literally be at the bottom of your skirt. And if they weren't, they'd lift their shoulders up.
Do you feel like this mom's, like, the dress code for her daughter is way too strict? Like, no exposed navels, no short skirts. It can't be too masculine. Absolutely no cleavage.
I mean,
nothing that shows your leg.
The masculine thing is crazy. Like, let your kid express themselves. I don't know what that has to do with being appropriate or not. Like, why do you care, Mom? Are you homophobic? What's happening
these
here?
These are the girls when they get to college, and they go crazy.
That's probably, like, the weirdest part of that entire, like, hey, you cannot wear this, you can wear this, what's the line? What's too masculine? Is this mom saying, you know what, I don't like that that's a...
Like a burgundy or like a army green.
I don't like that you look like you want to go to a concert right now.
Right. Bav.
Not today.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
No.
Yeah,
insane.
Well, I can't. First of all, I feel like prom is creeping up on us, but people have already had their prom last weekend.
Yeah.
That seems soon. In April? It's supposed to be an end of the year thing, like May, June.
Well, I don't know about you, but for us at my school, Canandaigua Academy, we did prom in May for the juniors and then ball in June for the seniors.
Oh, my God.
So it was like two separate things.
My senior ball was, there was a, I still have PTSD thinking about it. I choked on a piece of roast beef at the table, and my date had stick her finger down my throat. I had to throw it up in front of everybody eating.
Sounds fun.
But that's just a regular Tuesday night for Moose.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Some people in Renacoid are not happy. There was a proposed amendment that's aimed to ban rentals for less than 29 days. Talking about Airbnb and VRBO. This was recently discussed at a town board meeting, but, you know, I'm sure you can imagine some residents are pissed. They have signs in their windows that read, "These are homes, not motels." Mm-hmm. You could just see the anger coming out of that font.
They're so mad.
From someone who rented out my personal place for 2 years, it's when you got to make money, you got to make money. And it could be lucrative, but some of these people are saying, hey, you know, we're not doing it to try and get rich. This is just to make ends meet in Irondequoit. But these people do not want any kind of horseplay in their town. One resident expressed at the town meeting that these guests are all coming down here. They're parking. They're hanging out all night long. They have parties. They have a fire pit. They have a hot tub. And this is all the stuff going on, and it's just too much. And some residents support the short-term rentals because, like I mentioned, it helps them out financially. But it is tough when
Papa's got to eat.
Daddy needs some new shoes. When you got people coming in there for 3-4 days just to party on the weekend, it's obnoxious. And that's kind of what was happening in my apartment building when I was renting it out, was it started to just, you get a lot of transients coming in. One prostitute moved in, was bringing all sorts of weird people at all hours of the day. And when you put that person next to somebody who's coming to vacation for a week, it gives off the wrong vibe.
Yeah, it's not great.
So as of now, the Irondequoit Town Board voted to table the issue until their next meeting, which is coming up in May. Not sure when exactly, but they're going to have to vote on it. Oh, no, we won't go. How would you feel? How would you feel about it?
I mean, like,
if it's over, if they're staying more than a month, would you rather have people in your neighborhood where you live now stay short term or long term?
To be honest, I think these people just have way too much time on their hands to be like bitching and complaining about this. Because honestly,
yeah, but think about,
like,
the hot tubs and the fire pits and the pools.
Whatever you're doing, like, in your house, it's your house. So if you're renting out your house to make money, that's what you're doing as a job. So sorry, Betsy. Get some earplugs. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to affect a lot of people who use Airbnb and VRBO as a second income.
So.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I think some people are concerned about the fact that when you have all of these short-term rentals on Vrbo or Airbnb, it makes it so that people just start buying the houses and buying places.
Just to rent them short term.
And it's like, that's not the people that are just trying to make ends meet. That's the people who are trying to, you know, become.
Capitalize, yeah.
These are the people I'm going up against to try and close a home.
Yeah.
I can't close it.
This is why it's too much money. It's crazy.
All right, coming up on the show, if you got something you need to get off your chest this morning, 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Go ahead. Just send us your hot takes. Send us your unpopular opinions. We're going to get to all of them coming up next on PXY.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth.
I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend.
No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Don't hold it in. You'll have a heart attack. Say whatever you need to say. Get it off your chest. Now's the chance for you to clear the air. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breeze, all our friends are weighing in, are they not?
They are here, they're ramped, and they're ready.
I got a text that came in from Catherine first. You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. This person says, saying your grandma died as an excuse to not be somewhere is not an excuse, and you're expected to be there. There, I said it. Oh my God.
And when Grammy dies. You know.
Well, I think they're saying it more so like saying that as an excuse. If your grandma actually dies, I think that's fine. But
or anyone for that matter. Yeah.
I don't agree with this take.
Really?
I mean, as long as it's like real, of course, but.
But if it's fake, but you're like, my grandma died.
I can't make it to the party. My grandma died.
Saying anyone's dead is kind of crazy.
Well, we've all done it. Let's go to Catherine. Stopped adopting dogs that have a history of attacking people or biting. What is wrong with some people? You are not a saint. You are a sucker. There, I said it.
Oh.
All right. Pop off, Catherine. This is what this segment is for, you guys. Let it out. Just let it all out. Someone tell my husband that the kitchen sink is not for storage. Dirty dishes don't go in the sink. Tea bags don't go in the sink. Clean your dishes and put them away immediately. There, I said it. This woman's speaking my language.
Yeah, I
love a clean
echo the sentiment.
I love a clean sink.
I really agree with this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But me especially.
There are people that use their sink for trash. You know what I'm saying? And then let it sit there and then later put it in the garbage can. It's so gross.
Just throw it in the garbage can to begin with.
It's so gross. They just throw everything in the sink. What's yours for today?
So over the weekend, I heard Ava Max's Kings and Queens, and I think we need to stop reusing instrumentals from old songs.
That's like every song ever, though.
Yeah, I know, but we need to stop doing it every single time.
Are we playing like a brand new song from Whitney Houston right now? She's been dead for like 20 years.
Well, easy. Easy.
We are, though.
Because yeah. That instrumental was from You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't like
nothing's
it.
Original.
Great song.
These days.
Not even the movies. People are upset over all the remakes that Disney's busting out. They're like, no more. We're not doing any more remakes.
Be original.
It's just like, be original. I mean, I will say, though, I am pretty excited to go see Lilo and Stitch.
Well, when is that dropping?
May 23rd. Literally in a month.
May 23rd.
Can't wait.
Love that. Mine for today is... I think cleaning your ears with a Q-tip is still the most effective way to clean the inside of your ears. There, I said it. And
not
I know
valid.
I know doctors say don't do it because you'll go deaf. But I just think anything other than a Q-tip, it's too much of a hassle. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you going to do?
Shoving your wax into your ear canal is crazy.
How do you clean your ear?
I did go deaf from doing that. Like, I literally...
You're going too deep. With the Q.
I was in Florida, so I was cleaning my ear with a Q-tip, and I pushed it back too far, and I lost all hearing in my right ear. And I panicked, obviously, because A, I can't hear anything, and B, I'm in Florida seeking medical attention. What a scary thought. And they had to flush my entire ear out, like through my brain. It was crazy.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. How long was there any kind of like...
lasting side effects?
I definitely had a headache, I'll tell you that much. Ugh.
That's it, though. Nothing wrong with your brain?
I mean, that is an open-ended question, my friend.
Tom says Chick-fil-A fries are hands down the best fries out of any fast food. There, I said it. That's not true, Tom.
I don't agree with that.
That's not true. You're just saying that because it's a waffle fry.
You know what? He might not be wrong.
No, the shape of the fry doesn't matter.
Really good,
the shape of the fry does matter.
It doesn't.
The shape of the fry definitely matters.
First of all, they're only good because Tom's probably dipping them into 17 different sauces.
Just the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Burger King has the best fries. There, I said it, hands down. They do. Mm. Everybody knows that to be true.
No, it's McDonald's.
No, they're not.
I think Tom's right. I think it's Chick-fil-A.
It's not. It's just, there's no, it's just plain. It's just
guys,
a waffle.
This is all preference. We don't have to fight. You know what I mean? You can like whatever you want.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true. Wrong and I'm right.
Chanel's here. She said, being a realtor is not a real job. There, I said it. The shade is crazy, Chanel.
Why, Chanel? Tell us why. Why is it not a real job?
I don't know if they're going to go deeper into that.
But... Oh, okay. That's all right.
Okay. Mine for today is this. The overuse of the word boundaries is extremely negative. There, I said it. It's like kind of making a mockery of actual boundaries. When you tell someone, respect my boundaries, to every single thing that they do, it's like what I said last week with the word brave. We can't just be overusing these words however we feel as it fits our narrative, because it kind of waters down the validity of the actual word. There, I said it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. That makes
respect
sense.
Respect my boundaries.
All right, then let's go to the most toxic man in Rochester, New York, Big Ed. What's up, Breezy? You may think I'm a toxic person in The Rock, but at least I make you laugh in the morning.
You've never made me laugh at once.
Hey, Breezy. If April showers brings May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Crush it.
Yeah, you absolutely crushed it this morning. Big Ed, keep them coming, buddy. You are a gem.